जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा बनचारी, जमुना तीरा बनचारी, जमुना तीरा बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, ग्रंथा श्रीमद भागवतम की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरव। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कया मध्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां సహగనా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగనా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగే రాధే బృందావనేశ్వరి విషభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియ నమ ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీన్ ఇతి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణి వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ సో వెల్కమ్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఇన్ శ్రీమద్ మార్నింగ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ టుడే ద న్యూ చాప్టర్ ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 5 entitled Narada's instruction on Srimad Bhagavatam for Vyasadeva. So now we recite this sloka. You can repeat after me. Suta uvacha atham atham sukham asin upasinam brihachrava దేవర్షి ప్రాహ విప్రరిషి వీణా పాని సమన్ ఇవ అథ తం సుఖం ఆసీన ఉపాసీనం బృహక్షవా దేవర్షి ప్రాహ విప్రరిషి వీణా పాని సమన్ ఇవ సూత ఉచ అథ తం సుఖం ఆసీన ఉపాసీనం బృహక్ష్రవా దేవర్షి ప్రాహ విప్రరిషి వీణా పాణి శమన్వ సూత ఉచ సుఖం ఆసీన ఉపాసీనం బృహక్ష్రవః దేవర్షి ప్రాహ విప్రర్షి వీణా పాణి స్మన్ ఇవ సూత ఉచ అథం తం సుఖం ఆసీన బృహశ్రవా దేవసీపాహ విప్రసి వీణా పాణి శమన్ నమః వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ సూత ఉచ సెడ్ అత దేర్ఫోర్ తమ్ హిమ్ సుఖం ఆసీన్ కంఫర్టబ్లీ సీటెడ్ ఉపాసీనం అంటు వన్ సిట్టింగ్ నియర్ బాయ్ బృహశ్రవ గ్రేట్లీ రెస్పెక్టెడ్ దేవర్షి ద గ్రేట్ రిషి అమంగ్ ద గాడ్స్ ప్రాహ సెడ్ విప్ర రిషి అంటు ద రిషి అమంగ్ ద బ్రాహ్మణాస్ వినా పాణి వన్ హూ క్యారీస్ ద వీణా ఇన్ హిస్ హ్యాండ్ సెమయన్ ఇవ అపరెంట్లీ స్మైలింగ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్డ్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఎసి భక్తి వేదాంత్ స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపా ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ సుద్ గోస్వామి సేడ్ దస్ ద సేజెస్ అమంగ్ ద గాడ్ నారద కంఫర్టబ్లీ సీటెడ్ అండ్ అపరెంట్లీ స్మైలింగ్ I address the Rishi among the Brahmanas, Vyasa. Narada was smiling because he well knew the great sage Vyasa and the cause of his disappointment, as he will explain gradually. Vyasadeva's disappointment was due to insufficiency in presenting the science of devotional service. Narada knew the defect and it was confirmed by the position of Vyasa. Now, in this chapter, the first canto, fifth chapter, and the first shloka, and the connection is the last shloka of the fourth chapter and the first shloka of the fifth chapter. Here is the description given in the last chapter, fourth and fifth, the first, the simplicity. The fifth, last shloka in the fourth chapter said, As soon as Narada Muni arrived and Vyasadeva offered the seats for the sitting place and Padyam Ashminiyam, it is like that, and respectfully, and they, in this way, he respected the great sage Narada Muni and his special master. To continue, same theme, I want to discuss this part of this behavior like Sadacharya. Just like few days back, Dwarkadhish Prabhu beautifully made the triangle of Siddhanta, Sadhana and Sadacharya. The three things he mentioned. The Siddhanta, the knowing the philosophy, Tattvajnan, the beautiful. Everyone, mostly in the devotional service, everyone like to hear and the Siddhanta, reading the Bhagavad Gita book, Srimad Bhagavatam. Everyone is eager for the Siddhanta. And we also see the devotee also, they learn the Siddhanta, knows the Siddhanta and practice the sadhana. Here in our temple, Sri Radha Gopinath temple, you can find there is the sadhana committee. They observing, everyone should, in the resident devotee, they should do their proper sadhana. So they make arrangement. Every possible arrangement they are making so that every devotees, in the resident devotees, in the congregation, they come together and focus on their sadhana. They know the philosophy, Tattvajnan, now they are focusing on sadhana. But the sadachara part is remaining. The sadachara part is, I understood, ki nobody is going to tell you this sadachara part. Here, Prabhu, you should do like this. Once or twice they will inform you. Not like tattva gyan and sadhana. Sadhana just like every day we have to push, every day, every month the sadhana committee reminding us. But sadachar part is we have to remind ourselves. We have to do this sadachar. The sadachar part, how we should, our behavior is description here. The simplicity is shown by this, the fourth chapter, the end verse, and begin with the fifth chapter. So as soon as Narad Muni arrived, Vyasadeva wholeheartedly welcomed Narad Muni, offered the seat, Adam the Padyam, offered Ashmaniyam, and speak the sweet word. This is a simple thing we have to do. We don't have to do the most philosophical discussion, philosophical and so many complicated things. This simple thing needed to be done. This simple thing. And we can find out this by this simple process, by the simple behavior of the Vaishnava, can attract the mercy of the spiritual master and attract the mercy of the Krishna. By this simple behavior, by following the simple process of sadachara in the life, they are able to attract the mercy of the whole the parampara system, all the acharya's mercy, because they follow the system. And if one doesn't follow in the material world, not especially devotee, but we can find in the material world, people, if doesn't follow simple process, is sadachar part, they land in trouble. If your devotional life, if you follow simple process, we can attract and get the mercy of the spiritual master, Vaishnavas and Krishna, and other places. If we don't follow the simple process, not respecting anyone, even the site, it is said, when you go to the tree for plucking the mangoes, you're climbing on the tree. What we do? Now, in our childhood, I remember when our childhood, when we climb to the mango tree, plucking the mango, or just playing only at a playful mode, climbing on the tree and jumping. But one thing was common that time, right now, I don't know, but that time that common thing was, when you about to climb, you just root and the trees, just respect the trees. Behind the philosophy, that was not known to me, not the children. But simple process was followed by the villager, just touch the tree and climb, and after coming down, again tells the tree. Respectful. Give the respect to the tree. This is the culture followed by long back. If we want to give the respect to the tree, we should respect the everyone, every living entities. Even the train, even the journey, if you're walking in a train and our legs touches someone's body, immediately just respect it. That's a culture. Life. Now, in the spiritual, therefore, simplicity of the disciple, the relationship between the spiritual master and disciple is here. I am going to present in this connection. Therefore, Prabhupada beautifully described in Bhagavad Gita, beginning, who is the actually spiritual master? The description Prabhupada gave beautifully, not one who is a learned scholar, not only the very, very looking good, not high class birth in the family. And here Prabhupada says, Shastra says, किमा विप्र किमा न्यासी शूद्र कहने न है, ए कृष्ण तत्व वेत्ता से ही गुरु है। इट डजंट मैटर वेदर द पर्सन इज द विप्र इज द ब्राह्मणा और born in the lower class family, or he the renounced order of life. So here says, if he is master in science of Krishna consciousness, the master in the science of Krishna consciousness, he is the bona fide special master. The beautiful line given, master in science of Krishna consciousness. Now the people are doing the MS. MS is comes at high level. Degree not considered that much, but MS is considered above that high level. And here is MS is discussion. Prabhupada is saying, the master in science of Krishna consciousness, highly educated person, is the following the science of Krishna consciousness, he is the bona fide spiritual master. The definition of the spiritual master. Not any learned scholar, not in renouncing everything can become the spiritual master, not knowing the all kind of the philosophy of the Vedas, six knowledge of the Vedas can become the spiritual master. The Prabhupada Shastra says, Prabhupada is saying, the master in the Krishna science of Krishna consciousness become the spiritual master of the whole world. So, without the being of mastering Krishna consciousness, no one is have find a spiritual master. No one is bona fide spiritual master. Again, Sri Prabhupada in other same purport saying, Sat Kadamo Nipuno Bipuno Mantra Tantra Visadartha Guru Nisyad Vaishnava Swapacho Guru. So here it also says same thing in the different way. The person is expert in all kind of philosophy. The following the mantra and tantra, he is not qualified. But if he is expert in the science of Krishna consciousness, master in the science of Krishna consciousness, he is the become the spiritual master of the everyone. So therefore, this is the qualification of the spiritual master, and as chapter goes ahead in the sixth chapter, fifth end and sixth chapter begin, the Narad Muni, in this whole chapter, Narad Muni describes how he was, who he was, and how he became the Narad Muni. What make him qualified to Narad Muni? This is described here. The Narad Muni says, I was just 5-year-old boy. I just simply follow the order of Vedantis. What they say, I heard from them simply. I took their remnants and follow what they said. The Narad Muni describing in this way. Therefore, you can find in this Siddhant Sadachar, Siddhant Sadhana and Sadachar. This is the main principle in our life, in the Vaishnava life. We have to follow it, any condition. Therefore, we can see in the life of great sage, like our Parampara Acharya, Sanatana Goswami, Rup Goswami, and Sri Haridas Thakur. In their life, so they are not the simple person, but they were the big man in the society. When they give up their jobs, their everything, and came to the Vrindavan, they just follow the simple process. And by following the simple process, they attract the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When first time Sanatana Goswami or Rupa Goswami came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are holding the grass in their teeth and bowing down. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, your humility is breaking my heart. You are so humble. And here, you can find how when the Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami were living in Vrindavan, one scholar came. And his scholar was just showing his Vijay Pataka and he was challenging everyone in wherever he goes. He challenged everyone and want to defeat or want to debate and defeat in the debate. And before that he shows his pataka, his scholarship, and if somebody not accept his challenge and just accept defeat, he shows just sign use Vijay Patra, so and so, I am defeated by you and you will live. And he heard the position of Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami in Vrindavan, because they are, these two people are very, very scholar that time. And he came directly to Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. They are just chanting and meditating and writing their books. And he came and challenged, I want to debate with you. And Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami thinking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent me to Vrindavan to write the books, write the Shastra on his instruction. And here this person is coming and want to challenge. So why we want to spend our time just debating these guys? Therefore they said, what you want? You want just sign it? Please give your Vijay Patra. I will sign. They both the sign. I am Sanatana Goswami, defeated by this. I am Rupa Goswami, defeated by this person. And that Vijay Pataka, this guy is showing the whole Vrindavan. These two people are defeated by me. What about you? But here, I am pointing out the simplicity of the Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. How so simple. Because of that simplicity, they attract the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. Therefore, in our life also, the situation will come, provoking situation will come when we want to follow the simplicity. But someone will come, the person will not allow to us to follow the simplicity. They will provoke us to do something, speak, do not remain simple. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying in the Antilila, Amara bhangite tomar manana chalila. Amara bhangite tomar manana chalila. Sudrina saral bhave tomare kinila. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying to Gadadhar Pandit, I want to provoke you to speak something. So many ways I try to, but your simplicity, your saralta, you remain simple, you are not agitated by my provoking situation. I provoke you, but you remain calm and cool, and your simplicity, that's why you, what say? In this way, you have purchased me. You stayed fixed in your simplicity, and in this way, you have purchased me. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here saying, ki by your simplicity, by your simple behavior, you purchased me. Therefore, I can understand, if person is not able to understand the philosophy, not able to understand the Shastras, but simultaneously trying best to his heart, the core of his heart, to understand, to read, to follow the instruction, and same time simultaneously following the Sadachar principle, this simplicity. Because of this simplicity, that person can attract the mercy of the special master and Krishna, and we can see the South Indian Brahman residing in the gate of the Srirangam temple. Order of the spiritual master was just read the Bhagavad Gita a bit, but he was not able to read Bhagavad Gita. He was not able to hold the Bhagavad Gita properly. He was holding the Bhagavad Gita ups and down. But he was so simple. He was so simple following his order of the spiritual master, Vaishnavas. And when he was trying to read, hold Bhagavad Gita ups and down, but he was trying to see, and he was from his eyes, the water is coming, he was crying. And other Brahmana, scholarly Brahmana in the Srirangam, when they saw that there is simple Brahmana holding, not properly hold the Bhagavad Gita, they criticize him. They criticize. But at the same time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walking through the gate, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that Brahmana crying, tear coming from his eyes, he asked, why? Then Brahmana replied, just I thinking of Krishna and Arjuna. What a beautiful relation, Sri and spiritual master and disciple, beautiful relation with the Krishna and Arjuna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just embraced him. And he said, actually you understood the meaning of the Shastra. Therefore, the simplicity is the core principle of the Vaishnava community. In my life, when I was seventh standard, I saw beautiful this remembrance in the past. Remembrance come when we connect ourselves in Krishna consciousness. What our mistake was, and how we can realize what we mistake did. When I was a seventh standard, I can remember then in that those days in school, in the village, teacher comes. That time mostly teacher, simple teacher, they come on the bicycle. And we students are sitting on my chatai, though they are not table and desk and chair. I can see, realize that one student, there was one Sanskrit teacher, simple teacher, he comes on their bicycle. As soon as he comes on gate, school gate, this student in our class, that student, this gets up and goes to the teacher, the whole his cycle. His whole took this cycle and take the cycle in the parking area, park it, just clean it, and come and sit. So I can now remember that by simple service, that student was getting so much mercy from that Sanskrit teacher. So much mercy. Even the class is over, teacher is always with him. Class is over, everyone is gone. Every student is gone. If you go, no sir, no. Boys, a class is over. But that boy, after class, he gets the extra attention of the teacher. Because he was just doing simple service to that teacher. So I can understand now, if the material world, if you do simple service to the teacher and you get the attention, you get the mercy, in the spiritual world, in the Krishna consciousness world, if you follow this simple sadachar principle in our life, how much mercy we can get? How much? There is no rule. There is no quantity. Decide. No, you just follow simple principle. Respecting Vaishnavas, giving this asana, giving little food, little water. How much quantity not decided. But you can get so much mercy if we can't think in our dream. This is the power of this triangle, Siddhanta, Sadhana, and Sadachara. This is the power of Sadachara. In Krishna book, all the demons, mostly demons, if you read Garga Samhita in little details are given. In Garga Samhita, the details are given ki how this demon, they are not actually demon. In previous life, they did some mistake, and because of their little mistake, they got this demon body. If you read Garga Samhita, even if Prabhupada Bhagavatam, we can find out the mistake that many demons they did the mistake. Mistake was not so much. Something like Navala Kubera. They are taking bath without cloth. Sadhu is walking. Sadhu is walking on the shore side, and he saw this two guys as just without clothes, drunk, not paying the attention of the sadhus. What is the mistake? One side, we can think this is a mistake. Yes, respect the sadhus. They just not respect the Narad Muni. And Narad Muni cursed them. But when the sadhu curse for this simple thing, actually sadhu is not cursing. The sadhu is giving more mercy to him, directly, indirectly, more mercy to him. And what is the result? They realize as soon as the sadhu curse, they just come out from their sleeping condition. Ignorance is like sleeping condition. They come out, oh sorry, respectful. Then please forgive. Narada Muni says, okay. Sadhu says no. Okay, no problem. Now my curse is you will get the body of the demon, but you will killed by the Krishna himself. I liberated, you will liberate from this material body. We can see the many demons like that. They are just simple behavior issue. Not the someone showing the feet, their feet to the sadhus. Therefore, the etiquette when we sit on the temple when we sit in front of the big Vaishnava, so we should not show our feet to the deities or the Vaishnavas or Prabhupada. Therefore, we offer our obeisances, keeping the left side to Prabhupada. Actually, we should offer obeisances to directly, like danda, sida pranam karna. Danda jaisa pranam karna, dandavat. But because if we offer our respect to Prabhupada, direct like danda, we show our feet to the deities. When we offer our dandavat to the deities like danda, we will show our feet of the Prabhupada. Therefore, this is system. Keep our deities and Prabhupada our left side and offer our obeisances. Therefore, you can find in the Krishna, the demons in Vrindavan, they are many demons like that. They fall in that category. They did something to sages and sages curses him. Like Indradyumna Maharaj also. He was just sitting and meditating. Sage come in front of him. Why you not welcome me? You are not respecting me. Arre Baba, he was doing meditation. Close his eyes. How can he respect? But the system says if we are following certain rules and regulation, certain vows, the people are expecting us from the something. in our life. If we are wearing this dress, people will expect from us to follow the certain rules and regulations. Respect. The simplicity and respect was there. Therefore, many, many demons like this fall in this category. Morning Radha Kund Prabhu share one thing beautifully. कि अभिमान तब आता है जब हमें लगता है कि हमने कुछ किया है. कि अभिमान तब आता है जब हमको लगता है कि हमने कुछ किया है. तो कहते हैं कि सम्मान तब मिलता है जब दुनिया को लगता है कि आपने कुछ किया है. तो दिस इज पंच लाइन गिवन बाय राधा कुंड प्रभु मॉर्निंग. एंड So this is actually a meaningful quote. कि हमको लगता है we are thinking we did something. We think. But other people what they are thinking, we don't value them. We are not trying to understand what the other people are thinking. The person thinks just himself, yes. Might is right. I am thinking, I am doing right. This is good. But what other hundreds of people think about you? That makes sense. That makes greatness. Just like the simple materialistic example is, in Assam, long, long back, one young boy is walking through the riverside and he found in Assam, every year this flood comes and wipe out the many, many villages and many, many things. And he find out, he was just thinking, why the flood are coming and disturbing us every year and wipe out the villages, are going destroyed. And he find out there is no trees, plantation of the trees and something like that. And he start thinking, if I plant the tree and flood came, that their plants and tree and the forest will ever to forest be stop the flooding in the village side. So he planted slowly one by one day, 2 days, 3 days, like that 40, 50 years. He just planted acres and acres, many, many acres land. Just planted and make the whole land forest. The simple act, he was just planting one tree, two tree, and make the whole acres and acre lands of land in the forest, or in the form forest. And that forest, many, many birds, many, many forest animals living. When he was planting, beginning days, nobody got the attention. Nobody knows what he was doing. But after many 30, 40 years, when the news came, the media came. No, they caught the attention and they make the videos and the videos become viral and goes to the Rashtrapati. And he got the Puraskar. He caught the attention of the main person, the Prime Minister and Rashtrapati, and he got the Puraskar. Therefore, I can understand if the simple principle followed by us, maybe look like very simple. Why should one follow it? But if practice in our life without agitation, follow, one day, just like the person caught the attention of the 50 years, of the 40, 50 years government, the same time we can get the attention of the Krishna and after long time. Therefore, it is said, the behavior is the core principle of, therefore, Srila Bhishma Chakravarti Thakur writes 8 verses, Gurvashtakam. So Gurvashtakam 8 verses, what did they write? Here is described is the relation between the spiritual master and Shishya. guru and shishya. Therefore, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur said, the one who with the great care and attention loudly recite the eight verses, the beautiful prayers given by Chakravarti Thakur in the morning, in the Brahma Muhurta, loudly, he is the qualified person going back home, back to Godhead. He is getting his direct service to the Krishna in Vrindavan after quitting his material body. Therefore, we can see Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada made the system every Brahma Muhurta, every morning, as soon as we got up and come, assemble in the temple hall, darshan open, we glorify the spiritual master. First we glorify the spiritual master, then Krishna. The eight verses, this Guru Ashtaka of eight verses is given by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur to glorify. So it's jo shishya, disciples will glorify the spiritual master. The beautiful is the relation here given by the therefore, this is the simple principle. When the disciples and student sisters relationship established, we can see when the disciple and the spiritual master says something and student follow, he get his causeless mercy and he get his achievement. And here we can say, when the Narad Muni arrived, Narad Muni is seated, and Narad Muni was smiling. When Narad Muni sitting down, or Narad Muni was smiling, and Vyasadeva was thinking, why is he smiling? Because Narad Muni, the great Vaishnava Acharya, he knows the exactly what the disappointment of the Narad Muni. Are Vyasadeva. For the disappointment of Vyasadeva. Therefore, knowing he was smiling. And Narada Muni instructs him, and just Vyasadeva follows his instruction, and we have Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah. In the pure Srimad Bhagavatam in front of us. This is the mercy of spiritual master when we get in the Ramayana, so beautiful description is given. When Ram, Lakshmana and Sita was living at Nasik, and when the Ravana comes there and disguised form of the sadhu, and Ramachandra, Bhagavan just going behind the golden deer, and that time Ravana comes and kutiya of the Lord Ramchandra, where Lakshmana and Sita was there, because Ramchandra Bhagavan was just behind the deer. And when the deers, Ram threw the arrows, and the deers and the deer shouted, Sita, Lakshman, Lakshman, Sita, and the Sita chastised Lakshman, you should go. The Lakshman was knowing nothing can happen to the Sri Ram, because the Lakshman was completely knowing about the Lord Ramchandra. Who is the Lord Ramchandra? Nobody can do anything about to Sri Ramchandra Bhagavan. But Mother Sita chastised. Then Lakshman, what did he just pull some marks? On earth he makes some boundaries, some wooden. He just put marks and he said, just don't cross. Anything happen, don't cross these marks. You will remain safe. You just follow this. And after Lakshman left, Ravana comes. Ravana asks, Bhiksham Dehi. Ravana, knowing the power of these marks, the Mars and land. He was, that guy is very, very brilliant. You can say the Buddhiman Thao. He knows the power of the Lakshman's mark. I will not able to cross this mark. And he says, Mother Sita, just you come out the home, just I will not come there. You just give me bhiksha here. And therefore you can understand the Mother Sita not understanding the power of the Lakshman. And here Lakshman is representing the Adi Guru. Lakshman in Balram is Adi Guru, and the Balram is came in the form of Lakshman. A Lakshman in the Guru is saying, don't go beyond this. Don't go beyond this boundary, you will remain safe. But some person will come and agitate our mind, you should come out from this boundary, you will remain safe. The foolish person like we think, yes, he is saying right, we go from this boundary and will remain. And spiritual master is saying, no, don't go, don't cross the boundary, you will remain safe. And being the Adi Guru, he just gave the order to Mother Sita, and the Mother Sita, not able to follow the order of the Lakshman. And what happened? She was kidnapped by the Ravan. So this is the power of the spiritual master. If we should follow the order of the spiritual master, word of the spiritual master, the word coming from the mouth of the spiritual master, if we follow, we can save our life. Just like I was saying, one disciple was begging in village. He just begging, Bhiksham Dehi, Bhiksham Dehi, and he's walking door to door. He came across at one house, just knocking and asked, Bhiksham Dehi, Bhiksham Dehi, door opens. Man came and man asked, and that man was like something tantric. And argument happened between both disciple and tantric, and tantric curses the disciple who was begging. Because you are glorifying your spiritual master, your path, I am cursing you. You will not able to see tomorrow's sunrise. Deepak's disciple was so disturbed. He came to kutiya of spiritual master, what happened? He just opened everything, disclosed everything to the spiritual master, and his spiritual master also was just smiling. And he says, I am disturbed, I am troubled. Somebody curse me, I will die, I will not see the tomorrow's sun. Are you smiling? The spiritual master says, don't worry, I am with you. Forget about the curse, and come with me and take the prasad. The disciple said, Guruji, I am in fearful situation. How can food go inside? I am not able to eat. So Guru says, okay, no problem, I will take the food. Gurudev just took the food and came, and his student just was, Sisya was just lamenting. Then his spiritual master said, see, I am going to take rest. Please come and massage my feet. So the students said, oh, this is a great opportunity. Before dying, I have got the chance to massage my spiritual master's feet. This is a great opportunity, let's do it. And he went to Guru's kutiya, just Gurudev lie down, and he was just massaging Gurudev's feet, but thinking about he will not able to see the tomorrow's morning sun. He will die. He was thinking, and Gurudev, spiritual master, knowing everything, Gurudev, his spiritual master, said, dear child, just remain in my lotus feet.
You don't leave my feet. Anything happen, you don't leave my lotus feet. He says, my feet. Anything happen to you, I am taking rest, I am maybe sleep, you should not leave till morning. Till morning, whole night, just massage my feet. Don't leave anything happen. That sister says, oh, yes, Gurudev. And when the right night started, the tantric was thinking, I curse him. How should my curse be fulfilled, curse complete? Then by his tantric mantra, he created one beautiful girl, but beautiful something like demigoddess, and he said, go to him and offer the gold and something like gold, diamond, you offer him. But don't go inside the kutiya, just offer before the kutiya, gate of the kutiya. The beautiful girl created by the tantric came to the kutiya of the spiritual master and knocking, door was open, just knocking, and said, whatever the name was, that Sisya disciple, please come and collect this gold. Just I brought for you. Please come and collect. So Sisya says, oh, this is beautiful opportunity. So much gold, so much wealth. Then again he remembered what Gurudev says. Gurudev says, anything happen, don't leave my feet. So he said, no. I will not leave my Gurudev's feet. He said to the lady, please, you just give it to me. You just keep there. I will collect. I will not come out. Then that girl realized ki apni dal galne wali nahi hai yahan pe. I am not able to do anything. He just returned back. In this way, one time, two time, three time, in the morning, that tantric sending someone. Even he created Yamaraj, false Yamaraj, and sent to the dead guy. In fear, he will run. But he was so fixed, was his order, word of his spiritual master, just massaging, don't leave my feet. And this way, morning happened, sun rise, sun rose, sun was brightening, and spiritual master got up, he opened his eyes, and disciple also, he was just holding the feet, oh, sun is there, that means I am safe. And spiritual master smiled, seeing that disciple actually fulfilled his order. The lesson is here, if we follow the order of the spiritual master, order of the parampara, we can save our life in any circumstances. But just follow in any situation arise in our life, just follow the order of the spiritual master. In this way, in the life of Prabhupada, we can see how the Prabhupada was the old man. That time he written so many books, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita. Still the 70-year-old man, when Prabhupada started the movement in America, he was just washing the plates and vessels of the who comes in program in the beginning days. He was arranging everything, hall rooms was he arranged himself, he made whoever comes sit properly, get the food, he was the cooking, he only the person cook. And after everyone was gone, eating the full feast, everyone is gone, Prabhupada then clean the vessels, clean the room, clean everything was doing, Prabhupada did. So we can see this simplicity practiced by this great acharya in their life. Therefore, they are always बोलते हैं ना कि हमेशा इसके लिए वे हमेशा भगवान के और वैष्णव के कृपा के पात्र बने रहे। तो आई विल स्टॉप हियर, थैंक यू वेरी मच। ग्रंथा श्रीमद भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की।